Sam Cabezudo is executive director of Fern Hollow Nature Center, which is new to me. It's a beautiful facility in Sewickley Heights. And before we talk about a music festival that will be taking place there, Sam, tell me a little bit about the Nature Center and what folks can do there, you know, during the week and throughout time when it's nice enough to go outside and enjoy it.
Sure, my pleasure. Well, Fern Hollow Nature Center, 26 years ago, the Snyder family donated their caretaker's home and 36 acres to Sewickley Heights Borough. And a group of ladies got together and raised money to renovate the building. And 26 years later, we now have a beautiful nature center. We serve all the local community with wonderful programs geared towards children. We do a lot of programs with local schools to help them with their science curriculum. We do family programs, summer camps, and we just started a new series of adult programs. We're going to do a lunch and learn series and an evening adult program. Our first topic being on the red lantern fly, unfortunately. And we have beautiful grounds. 36 acres we're situated on. We have a beautiful meadow that has a native tree walk that features 40 different native trees you could learn about. We have the first certified natural outdoor classroom. It was certified by the Arbor Day Foundation, and it's picturesque back there. It's in our white pine forest, and there's areas for the kids to really just roam and explore and learn on their own and kind of alleviate that fear sometimes that people, young children, have about nature. So it's just a wonderful facility. You know, we're situated in Quaker Valley School District, so that's our media audience, but we get people from all over the place coming to partake in our paid programs.
And are you able to visit just as you would any other park?
Well, yeah, our grounds are open from dawn till dusk, and then the building is open, you know, normal business hours unless we're having a program.
I had no idea that the facility was there.
You have to come check it out. It really is magical here, our grounds.
Now, you've got a music festival taking place September 9th, Saturday. Nice. And tell me about what's in store for that. It looks like you've got a big day planned, and that might be the perfect day to check it out for the first time. It's open
family.
It's a family-friendly festival. What will be happening then?
This is one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. It's our 26th annual Fall Music Festival. It's from 4 to 8 p.m. Our gates open at 3. We have two wonderful bands that are playing, the Swearing Hats and a wonderful local band that's really blowing up, the Sweetwater Cottage Band. We also have an open mic session. If anyone's interested, they could reach out to me. And we have food trucks and blankets and people just roaming about. We have a lot of children's activities. This year, I think we have planned archery and axe throwing, but with plastic stuff, not the real stuff. Scavenger hunts and just a really fun day for families to get together with neighbors and friends and family and kind of just kick back, listen to music, and enjoy our beautiful grounds.
It looks like a great time. And if you go to, let's see, it's fhnc.org. That's easy. Fern Hollow Nature Center, fhnc.org. Right on the front page, there's a link to get tickets to this event. This is a fundraiser, so this is the one day or one particular day where admission is not free to the festival, right?
Correct, yeah. The fee for the festival is $35 for adults and $15 for children. Children under 5 are free. And if you're a member of Fern Hollow Nature Center, which if you're going to come, you're going to want to be a member and partake in all our programs, you get a $5 discount on all your tickets.
So
and memberships also get you discounted admission on any program or event that we have.
Well, it's a good cause, and it sounds like a great event. It gets underway at 4 o'clock on Saturday, September 9th, and continues until 8 o'clock. It sounds like there's some great music. I'm looking at photos from the past events, I see bubbles, I see children's activities. You'll have some food trucks there as well. And it really looks like a great time. What would you suggest for folks visiting at other times who might just want to park and take a walk through the Nature Center? Is there a time of day that you think it's especially nice?
Well, I will say on Wednesdays, we have our natural outdoor classroom. We put out all of the equipment. The classroom is open at any time, but there's equipment that, you know, is more expensive that we bring in and out. So on Wednesdays, we do a free play date there from 11 to 1, and I encourage families with younger children. The classroom is really geared probably for children probably 3 to 8. Bring a picnic and have some fun. Sunsets here are beautiful. If you want to do any type of stargazing, absolutely one of the best places to do it.
I'll bet. There's not much in the way of artificial lights as you get back into Sewickley Heights.
Yeah, very dark skies back here. So it's really, but any time of day. I mean, the trails that we have surrounding our property, they're an easy hike. As I said, they have the native outdoor, the native trees. And we also have a story walk that goes through our meadow. We partner with about 5 nonprofits. The Sewickley Public Library kind of heads it up. And you could walk and read the story throughout your walk. So,
sounds beautiful. Well, you'll find the facility at 1901 Glen Mitchell Road. And if you don't know Sewickley Heights very well, you can search on that address and get directions, but it's just up the hill from Sewickley proper, 1901 Glen Mitchell Road, 15143. And the big day, the Fern Hollow Nature Center Fall Music Festival is September 9th. More details at fhnc.org. And is there anything else that you would like to mention, Sam?
No, I think that's it. I hope that we get some new friends out here to Fern Hollow. I'm sure you and your family will have a wonderful day.
Thanks. That's Sam Capizzuto from the Fern Hollow Nature Center. He's their executive director. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you so much, Larry.